The Telluride Film Festival was populated by many of the biggest names in Oscar coverage, for whatever that's worth. The only titan missing was Anne Thompson, whose absence was, I think, noticed. Her coverage of the fest, her take on the movies, was something we have all come to rely on. Thompson will likely be back for Toronto, which will spin the race in a whole new direction. Telluride was a strange experience this year, without a doubt. As mentioned previously, the changing of the guard among the film critics noticed for the past 3 years after COVID pushed so much of the movie-going crowd online and inside very insular, very elitist groups, so too did the most elitist of critics begin to rise in terms of influence. I have never thought this turn, however inevitable it may be, was a good one for the Academy or the film industry to make. The more elitist the Oscars become, the worse off they will be in the coming years to hold onto their relevancy. I know inside the world of film Twitter, this doesn't matter. They like that it is an insular group that dwells in the rarefied air of the most sophisticated tastes. But the Oscars had cultural value because they were also populist. The pendulum has simply swung too far in one direction. The only question that remains is whether it can swing back. When you are at a film fest, and bouncing off of Twitter's reaction, it's far too easy to become part of a hive mind that forgets a whole world exists outside of it. That world is the world the Oscars are meant and were invented to reach. But the more the Oscar race becomes part of the most elitist of film critics, the less interest the public will have in them. So what popped here in Telluride? Well, if you're talking about what the critics thought, that's easy. They loved Women Talking and Tar. So you might say those got the biggest bounce. But it's hard to know just how accessible they will be. A brief chat with the people who, say, serve food at the restaurants or the festival's picnic will tell you a lot more, I think, about which movies actually did well here. I can't imagine those two films not having a strong impact on the Oscar race. They will be ushered through, I expect, based on the strong reviews. This is still only September. We still have many months to go, many movies to see, and no really clear idea of which films that resonated with critics and festival goers will also resonate with industry voters and/or audiences. So take this list of Telluride with a dash of Venice, additions with a grain of salt. Best Actor: Brendan Fraser, The Whale, Adam Driver, White Noise, Bill Nye, Living, Timothy Chalamet, Bones and All, Banks, Repetta, Armageddon Time, Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin, Daniel Jimenez, Cacho, Bardo, Song Kong Ho, Broker. Best Actress: Kate Blanchett, Tar, Olivia Colman, Empire of Light, Rooney Mara, Women Talking, Taylor Russell, Bones and All, Florence Pugh, The Wonder. Supporting Actor: Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Jalen Webb, Jeremy Strong, Anthony Hopkins, Armageddon Time, Mark Rylance, Bones and All, Toby Jones, Empire of Light. Supporting Actress: Jessie Buckley, Women Talking, Claire Foy, Women Talking, Nina Haas, Tar, Hong Chow, The Whale, Sadie Sink, The Whale, Anne Hathaway, Armageddon Time, Greta Gerwig, White Noise. Best Director: Todd Field, Tar, Sarah Polley, Women Talking, Sam Mendes, Empire of Light, James Gray, Armageddon Time, Luca Guadagnino, Bones and All, Martin McDonagh, Banshees of Inisherin, Noah Baumbach, White Noise, Alejandro G. Iñárritu, Bardo. Best Picture: Tar, Women Talking, Empire of Light, Armageddon Time, Bones and All, Banshees of Inisherin, White Noise, Bardo. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.